This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, good to have you with us. A couple of minutes after 3 o'clock in the nation's capital and beyond. Always live and free on the Odyssey app and on demand as well. You can listen to any segment, any hour. Mad Max cuts it all up for you, gets it up there. AMAC yesterday.
Doing it live, baby.
Yeah. And then our guy, Lou DiPietro, Rick DiPietro's brother, former goaltender of the New York Islanders, host on the ESPN New York station. No, I'm just teasing. Lou's happy. I was telling him yesterday because he's an Eagles fan.
Oh.
So his team won the Super Bowl, number
see,
one.
I didn't know that about Lou. I'd rather not know that about
Lou. Yeah, it's okay. It's a major character flaw. But he's, you know, when I think of good Eagles fans, that's who I think
correct,
of.
Yeah.
Like, you know, everybody thinks the 10% of Eagles fans who are a bunch of knuckleheads and a bunch of maniacs are everybody. And I always say, well, that's not true. They're like 92.3% are pretty good people.
Yeah. And I'll also say you this know? About Eagles fans. I think they might be one of the funniest fan bases in sports. They're hilarious. They're like just watching some of the stuff out of Broad Street from when they won. Hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, was it hilarious when they looted the linen truck and lit it
not
on fire?
Not as hilarious,
okay,
but still,
what was
I won't lie, a little funny.
Was it hilarious when the one dude stepped up and punched the other guy out like it was still WrestleMania?
Hey, listen, you said 90-some percent, right? There are a few, and it all gets caught on video because, you know, cameras are out.
I love it. I love it. No, seriously, congratulations to the Fighting Lou DiPietros.
That's right.
You know, he makes us all look good around here. He was, you know, I mean, he's our lead digital, whatever. I don't know what his exact title is, but, you know, a lot of the stories, a lot of the audio that you hear, obviously it comes from what we do here, but then he puts it into a much more digestible and attractive form than anything I can. So I appreciate all of his help. Are you ready to win big and live it up in Sin City? Of course you are, baby. It's a slam dunk in Vegas on the Team 980. Listen for your chance to win a flyaway trip to Las Vegas with three friends and $20,000 in spending money for the first two rounds of the college basketball tournament. You'll stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premier sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, listen to the Team 980 for a chance to win the experience of a lifetime. Listen each day for an hour to earn your daily entry. It's a national contest. More details available at odyssey.com/slam dunk. As I was telling you about yesterday, my guy AA, Athan in Annapolis, sent me a picture. I think he's got like 10 or 11 daily entries already. Real quickly, before we get to Athan and others, including Little and Dr. Sabah, Dak Prescott said something interesting, I think it was yesterday, that is making the rounds today.
Yes,
and it's certainly eye-opening. So why don't we hear it without necessarily setting up the context.
Jack and Ron.
That was the wrong thing.
I was going to say, that was not Dak Prescott.
No, but this is.
Yeah, very close, especially when you even watch the NFC game, the NFC Championship, and those two teams that we battle against each and every year a couple of times. And as I said, feel confident about we've gotten the better part each and every time. To see them, to see it in such a dominating fashion, credit to them. It's our turn and it's on us.
All right, so he's talking about the Commanders and the Eagles in
mostly
the division.
The
now, I thought at first, that's kind of interesting. I mean, he's certainly had a lot of success against the Commanders, but I think we know the reason why. It wasn't even last year, right? He didn't play in either of the two games. So, they won 1-1. He didn't play in either of the two games. But before, clearly, he had had a lot of success. But I looked it up against the Eagles, according to StatMuse. 9-4 against the Eagles in his career.
Pretty good.
13 games, a passer rating of 100.6, 3,402 yards passing, 24 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. That was better than I thought against the Eagles, who have, you know, by and large, not been dominant by any means for his career, but have been pretty good and have now won two Super Bowl titles in Dak's career. The problem is whenever you try and be reasonable and whenever you try and point out, hey, you know, we've gone toe-to-toe, we've gone punch for punch, we've played, you know, the Eagles pretty well, and we certainly kicked the crap out of the Commanders by and large, right, before this year, and even this year, they won 1-1, and they were one play away from being 2-0. The problem is when you are injured, as Dak was, and it's not the first season-ending injury he's had a couple, when you are a perennial playoff disappointment, i.e. against Green Bay a year and a half ago now, or a year and change ago, I guess, they did win the road playoff game in Tampa to end Brady's career. Before that, losing at home, San Francisco, losing on the road in San Francisco, so on and so forth, right? When you are considered a perennial disappointment, even though realistically, right, it's hard to call a team that won 12 games in a row in each of the last 3 years before last year, okay, not this year included, meaning 3 years in a row before that, they won 12 games in each of the previous 3 years, and
yes,
one playoff game on the road ending Brady's career. People still look at that as a major disappointment. I don't look at that as a major disappointment. Do I look at it as, well, they fell short? Sure. A slight disappointment? Yeah.
Can't get over the hump.
Yes. But it's not like, oh, Dak, you suck. What are you talking about? You're crazy. You're an idiot. You're a moron.
That's how
You're a dum-dum of the day.
But that's how I'm supposed to talk as a Commanders
exactly.
fan.
Exactly. But I can look at it from a reasonable approach. And again, I did look up the Eagles number. I know what he's done against the Commanders. Not pretty. Against the Eagles, those numbers are better than I thought they were.
Yeah.
Okay? And 9-4 against the Eagles.
It's impressive.
Way better than I thought they were. So Dak's not out of his mind. A lot of people are painting with a broad brush and saying Dak Prescott is stupid. Dak Prescott is this. Dak Prescott is that. He's out of his mind. He's lost his lunch. Ba, 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 ba. He's not wrong. Now, where he's ultimately wrong is we know the Eagles have won, again, two Super Bowl titles and been to another Super Bowl in his career. The Commanders obviously did not get close to a Super Bowl until this year, but in 1 year of Dan Quinn, Adam Peters, and Jaden Daniels, made it all the way to the NFC Championship game. And again, the final score in that NFC Championship game, nowhere near close to really telling the story about that game in particular. But it is what it is. That's the problem for Dak, is not what he's done during the regular season, not what he's done in the NFC East, not what he's done against the Eagles or the Commanders or the Giants or anybody, not what he's done, period, in all of those circumstances, with the exception of he has not, outside of the Tampa road playoff win, he has not been able to elevate his team in the playoffs as the leader of that offense and therefore as the leader of the team. And when you wear that crown, people are going to say, yeah, but it doesn't matter that you won 12 games in each of the last three regular season years before this year. It doesn't matter that you beat Tom Brady and the Buccaneers in his final game in Tampa. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What have you done for me against Green Bay, San Francisco? What have you done for me in other January games? And that's the problem.
What have you done for me lately, Lee?
Yeah. You're better off if you're Dak Prescott, quite honestly. Even though he's right, you're better off just saying, man, you know, look,
congrats, they're both great
yeah.
teams.
I don't know. Boy, we got our work cut out for it. You know, we have a healthy amount of respect. You know, we think we can compete with them. You know, congratulations. They took big strides, especially the Commanders. The Eagles, congratulations. They were the better team. Blah, 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 blah. But, you know, we think we can compete. Not, and that's essentially what he said. But he was kind of pointing out, hey, guys, don't look at me as like some redheaded stepchild over here. You know, I've beaten that Super Bowl champion team 2 out of 3 times. I played well against them. The other team in burgundy and gold, I've smashed them. Anyway.
Can let that sit for a bit.
Yeah, just, you know, I just want to, you know, point out some things.
That's fair.
You know, I'm not like, oh my God, Dak Prescott's the best quarterback in the world. But Dak Prescott's not, again, a village idiot. You know, StatMuse has him with a passer rating of 106.6, not 106.7, 31-45 through the air, 27 touchdowns, 5 interceptions in 13 games in his career against the Commanders or football team or Redskins.
Unfortunately, you know, that's pretty
I mean,
good.
Dak Prescott's not telling lies, even though he's going to get painted with a broad brush. So anyway, I just wanted to address that. Let's get back to the phones. Our guy, Double A, Athens and Annapolis. Double A, how are you, pal?
I'm good. And the thing I'll say, you know, anybody who would pay De'Ami Brown the type of money you were mentioned earlier, 18 to 20 million, the only way that happens is if Lanell Willingham was helping negotiate that contract and he slipped a roofie in somebody's drink. There is no way. I mean, 30 catches is this guy's best season, and for 300 yards, you could get a practice squad player to come up and produce better than that. Okay, granted, yeah, he played good in certain spots. He also had some huge drops this year. He also had some huge fumbles. So I think to piggyback off what Paulie said earlier, 5-6 million tops, and some of that should be mostly incentive money. Maybe
I'm way off though. I was miscalculating the market and just kind of trying to look at an ascending player from a sexy offense that made some big splash plays, you know, mostly in the postseason. Again, I think he was better in the despite the fumble against the Eagles, he's better in the postseason than he was during the regular season, and the scarcity on the market, because I'm not going near against Stephon Diggs. Now, somebody else is going to go near him. I'm not bringing Stephon Diggs onto my team. Total pain in the ass. I'm not paying T. Higgins $30 million. I'm not paying certain guys that. Now, I'm not telling you I would pay De'Ami Brown $18 to $20 million. I'm not telling you that. I just thought that's what he might get considering the scarcity on the market.
I think the biggest thing, though, they have to focus on is how they're going to compete next year with the schedule they have, and, you know, what their approach is in the draft and free agency. The good thing is people are going to want to come play here, and we have money to spend. But they have to obviously upgrade their offensive and defensive lines, and there's just so many holes. It's Adam Peters is really going to earn his money in the offseason, depending on what route they go, because we have no speed on this team, and you got to be fast at linebacker, fast in the defensive line, and more athletic and fast on the offensive line, and we need a shiftier running back. So obviously I don't have the answers or whatever the formula is for how they're going to make it all work, but they got to take some pressure off this quarterback in year 2, and I think the best way to do that is to upgrade the defense and bring certain parts back on the offense. They should have no problem re-signing Zach Ertz and Wagner and adding speed through the draft and or free agency. That would be my approach.
By the way, your punching bag there, Linnell Willingham, on 106.7 tonight at 6:30. So he's already in the building. So we're not going to have any mishaps. He's already in the building. I have verified this, and I have yelled at him through a glass window for not responding to me or you via text.
I can confirm both these things happened.
Yes.
Well, hey, listen, guys, you just need to make sure that, like, he didn't put something in your drink when you went to break earlier, because when I heard De'Ami Brown and what Chris said, I said, Linnell's got to be somewhere in the building. He slipped something in Chris's drink, and something, just madness is going on here. But, yeah, I'll be paying Mr. Linus a visit tonight when he's on one of his tangents. I'll be calling into his show.
There you go. Thank you, Double A. Congrats again on the new gig. Proud of you. Happy for you, all of that good stuff, our guy. Let's get to Dr. Sabah. What's up, Doc? How are you?
Hey, I apologize for hanging up. I thought I was too late, so I didn't want to put pressure on you. I was, you know, getting my monthly massage, of course.
It's okay. I was working remotely yesterday, so I couldn't see the line. So I just, you know, tried to sneak you in there real quick. But it's okay.
No,
you're someone of finicky tastes, right? So you got to get your massage. You got to get the deep tissue massage.
My
all
feet,
that stuff.
My neck. Yeah. I stand up. I look down a lot. Yeah.
Do you know how many massages I have had in my life, Doc?
You're not a massage kind of guy.
Yeah,
I want to jump in
like
on this.
Like legitimate professional massages.
Let's set the over under at 2.5.
Six.
And I'm going to smash the under.
You're going to smash the under and say zero.
Yep. There we go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's very good.
And then I wonder why everything hurts. Well, then I wonder why everything hurts.
Yes, you need, it's a monthly, you really should do it like before you have problems. It's very, very good. And let them massage your scalp. Oh, the best thing. And the feet. Those are the two most important things. That's where all your sensations and all the stress are at, you know. I don't know if Deshaun Watson would agree with that.
Yeah, but, I was going to say, you want to kind of avoid any Deshaun Watson or Justin Tucker type massages, right? Yeah, you don't want to get in any trouble.
I got that.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay, so here's my take. I was going to call y'all yesterday, of course, with Doc over there, but I think it's the same. Y'all still talking about saving people and bringing people on and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's funny how, you know, Paulie threw me in the trash can for saying that we're not as close as we think we are because we had all those close wins that could have been losses, and that the thing I wanted to do in the offseason is to think we're far away. In other words, get a lot better. So, and now everybody else on the radio has been saying the same thing, like Kevin and a lot of these smart callers calling in. I agree with some of Athens' takes on it as well. So I just, that's not a criticism on the quarterback when I say we're not that close. I don't know how he got that from that. But here's what I want. I want Amarian Hampton. That's the running back. He is the next LaDainian Thompson. I'm going to say that till everybody knows that I've said that. And he's going to be our Saquon Barkley, okay? We got to get him out of Carolina. We could probably get him late in the first round, okay? And then I want anybody on the team can go. Anybody can go except Terry and the quarterback. Everybody else is up for debate, okay? So I'm going to trust our GM on that. And I want defense. Everything else is defense. I preferably want to go through the draft, but I will take Garrett or that Christensen guy. Is that from the Raiders? If he is ever available, I like those two guys. But I don't want any like leftovers. I want people kind of in their prime. I don't even want the Watt guy if he becomes available because I think he's kind of injured a lot, even though I love him. But I want the draft, and I want it line, all line, defensive and offensive line. And I think if we can do that, then we can be closer to what Philadelphia is, because let's face it, guys, they don't have a great quarterback. I mean, they have a guy. That's all. And his life is made easier because of Saquon Barkley and his defense. And he can sit back there and throw to two elite wide receivers and who happened to drop a pass, you know, against us one day. But the point is, he's not anything special. So I don't think our quarterback has to be anything special. He may be. But why put that pressure on him? I think let's build up everyone around him, get him a running back, and let's go. That's my take.
I don't disagree with a lot of what you said. Anybody that thinks Jaden Daniels is going to carry a team like a grand piano on his back year in, year out in the NFL is crazy. I mean, you have to continue to bolt. Now, you don't have to sell out and sell to the, you know, and leave yourself bare like the Indianapolis Colts did when Peyton Manning was their quarterback to build your offense. But you have to make sure that he's properly insulated and properly surrounded. And I agree. It obviously starts on the offensive line. You know, yesterday at the beginning of the show, we talked about, you know, maybe do you add a big time splash because Sam Cosmi is not. You know, we're not sure whether he's coming back. Allegretti, they could use an upgrade there. Maybe Brandon Coleman, you could use an upgrade there. I don't think they're ultimately going to. I think they'll use depth. I think they'll bolster through the draft, through free agency, what have you.
Draft.
But the point being is spread around your resources, spread around your assets, which is why I started today's show with saying, hey, man, Zach Ertz, short-term deal is a must-have because if they take him away and then Ben Sinnott doesn't develop the way people want him to or have, that's going to put a lot more pressure on Jaden Daniels. And then everybody's going to go, eh, what happened to Jaden? Why is he struggling?
Don't forget about McCaffrey.
Yeah, no, I understand that. But if you take away
separation,
if you take away certain weapons or if certain guys get banged up next year, people are going to go, yeah, what's wrong with Jaden? Why is he not making progress? Just like kind of the same way they did with C.J. Stroud earlier this year. So anyway, Doc, I got to run.
I need help.
I got to appreciate it. Appreciate it. Good to hear from you. 323, Team 980, your reaction to Dak Prescott. Zach Ertz must re-sign. We're talking about all of that. I got to get to something else here, but I got to look at my list that I had. Let me see. Yeah, I'll figure it out. Coming up. Yeah, I don't know where it is. The Four Nations Hockey Tournament. That's what I wanted to get into. We'll tackle that next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You?
The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mad Max, you know what I was just doing? Wait a second, SK, come here. I was just having a little conversation with the junior boss around here. Why don't you say hello to everybody, Sean?
Hello.
No, you got to talk into the microphone. It's a radio medium.
Hello.
All right. This is SK, everybody, better known as CK Jr., the boss's son. He's a good guy. We were rapping about wrestling, but he didn't know who won Royal Rumble. And I was like, SK, where you been? Royal Rumble was like 2 weeks ago. It's on Peacock. He's like, I couldn't find it on Peacock. I'm like, Lear, let me show you where it is.
Sounds like that's on Peacock.
I mean, it sounds kind of like the Misguided Youth of America program. I'm just teasing with you. Are you a big wrestling fan, though?
Yes.
All right. He's a big wrestler.
My dad couldn't find it either, though.
You got to talk into the mic.
Okay, sorry. My dad couldn't find it either, though. So, like,
man, I'm gonna have to get you guys straightened out. I'm gonna have to figure it all out. I'm gonna have to help you.
Get him in boot camp.
I'm here to help you. Yeah, wrestling boot camp. I need a wrestling insider. You want that role? Mm-hmm. All right. We're gonna have to teach you how to use Peacock and how to watch the Royal Rumble and everything else. There've been a couple of Raws since Royal Rumble and everything. We gotta get SK on the right track here. Oh, man. Just teasing. I'm just teasing with you. You enjoying your snow day?
I am.
All right, good. Good to see you, as always. SK is a good dude. A good, hell of a soccer player, too.
I mean, really?
Have you seen him kick a soccer ball?
I have not seen the highlights, no.
Oh, man. I mean, he's got a punch. He's going to lift DC United one day.
Oh, yeah?
Major League Soccer?
I think so. European.
Wait, what happened?
I was thinking you're...
Okay. He's like, yeah, I'm better
the tiny
than
MLS.
MLS. You know, just a little sweat on my brow. I'm thinking the Premier League. He's going to like, what's that TV show? The TV show about the soccer coach that comes over from here.
Oh, Ted Lasso.
Yeah, Ted Lasso.
About.
There you go. He's like, yeah, I'm on the Ted Lasso plan.
I love it.
You know, I'm going to go over to the Premier League and I'm going to kick some behind. I got to watch my language here. And I'm just going to score goal after goal after goal. I'm better than MLS. That's SK for you. All right, we got to. Sorry, we got to take another quick timeout so we sort of stay on track here. Do our final trending alert right here, then we'll wrap up on the phones and get to the Four Nations Tournament coming up right here on this Wednesday afternoon on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, speaking of the Four Nations, that's right, the NHL's version of the All-Star break and a little Winter Olympics action, if you will. No Capitals involved, but tonight Canada and Sweden go at it in the opener at 8 o'clock. You can watch it on TNT. Of course, the Caps, again, all for the next week and a half or so after the overtime loss against Utah. Meanwhile, the Wizards are back in action tonight right before the NBA All-Star break, 7 o'clock, 6:45, the pregame coverage right after Craig Hoffman. with Dave Johnson and friends against the Indiana Pacers, who come in at 29-23. We told you earlier in the show, Matt Patricia heading to be the new defensive coordinator at the Ohio State University, replacing Jim Knowles for the defending national champions. Knowles leaving for Penn State earlier this offseason. And speaking of Ohio State, we told you about this the other day. Buckeyes former head coach Jim Tressel, also former Youngstown State president, Jim Tressel is now the new Ohio lieutenant governor at the age of 72. And that's what's trending. All right, wrapping up the show, final 20 minutes or so. We still have Dumb Dumb of the Day coming up. Are you ready to win big and live it up in Sin City? That's right. It's the Slam Dunk in Vegas on the Team 980. Listen for your chance to win a flyaway trip to Las Vegas with three friends and $20,000 in spending money for the first two rounds of the college basketball tournament. You'll stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premier sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, listen to the Team 980 for a chance to win all the experience of a lifetime. Listen each day for an hour to earn your daily entry. It's not hard, people. This is a national contest. More details available at odyssey.com/slamdunk. So you got to be logged in, right? You got to register all that. If you're not, make sure you're listening for an hour. It tells you, right, what the deal is. Athens sent me something the other day. I think he's got 10 or 11 daily entries, right? So he's got a good chance of winning this. I mean, I've no, you know, it's a national contest, obviously. So, you know, listen, people, that's the name of the game, right? You want to go to Vegas? You want 20,000? I mean, here's the deal. If somebody wins from this show somehow that listens regularly to this show, should you take Max and me?
I would hope so.
I think so, right? I mean, I could really use a trip to Vegas.
With all the hard work we put in, I think we deserve it.
I mean, I could more use a trip to Vegas on Easter weekend for WrestleMania weekend.
There you go.
But I'll take the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament. You know, I'll take that. And Stadium Swim, there appears to be, not that I would know, but there appears to be a lot to look at Stadium Swim.
I would imagine, yeah.
Yeah. I would imagine, too. All right, so real quickly, this Four Nations...
They're facing off, haven't you heard?
Hockey face-off tournament thing, whatever. Listen, I love hockey. I love hockey. I do. Canada and Sweden playing tonight at 8 o'clock from the Bell Center in Montreal. It'll be an electric atmosphere, right? I understand that a lot of people are excited about this because it is a similar type competition to the Olympics. And obviously the NHL said, all right, no all-star game, no all-star break this week, but we're going to give, you know, everybody a week and a half or almost 2 weeks off. And we're going to have this little tournament, but you don't have Russia, right? So there's no Ovechkin. I mean, you don't have, like,
he wasn't going to participate if it was.
Probably not. But I mean, you have, you know, what, USA, you have Canada, you have Sweden, what's the other, what did I just say? The fourth country is Canada, Sweden, USA, and Finland.
There you go.
I couldn't think of the name.
We don't draft Finns, so yeah, it doesn't matter.
Exactly. So tomorrow night is Team USA over and Finland at 8 o'clock. Now, I will tell you this. I'm going to be busy tonight at the Wizards game doing something, hopefully. So I probably won't be able to watch it tonight, but tomorrow night
I'll be tuned in.
Team USA, right? Not much going on a Thursday night. We need something to watch. I'm sure it'll be an electric atmosphere, but I got to be honest with you, as a diehard hockey fan, and I am a much bigger hockey fan than I'm just a Caps fan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If that makes sense. There are a lot of people around here wrongly that are just Caps fans and not hockey fans.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Meaning, once the Capitals are dead, they're dead. They just completely divorced the NHL and hockey, which is just asinine.
Yeah. Okay. I kind of do that, but it's also like an emotional thing for me. I
understand the emotional part of it. I get that part. What I don't get is how you can't bring yourself to watch the Stanley Cup playoffs if the Capitals get eliminated in the first round, which
that's
has happened
stupid.
The last, five out of the last 6 years. I love the Stanley Cup playoffs. I love hockey. I love regular season hockey. I can watch, pretty much any game. I was watching, a bunch of stuff over the weekend. I'll pop on NHL Network. I'll watch on Wednesday nights, usually TNT, all that stuff. ESPN, obviously. I have no interest in this journey. I have none.
Is it because there are no, Washington Capitals in it? Or is it just in general, you're just like,
I thought about that. I mean, obviously that curtails my interest, right?
Yeah.
But in a way, I'm happy about that because the guys are getting a break, right?
I'm thrilled.
Stay healthy, getting a break, what have you. I think that could obviously strengthen them. Now, it could work opposite, right? Sometimes, you get off the bicycle and it's hard to get on the bicycle again and get going again, right? But hopefully it will help them, keep them fresh, so on and so forth. That is a big part of this, that there are no Capitals, okay? But if, say, John Carlson was on Team USA tomorrow night,
mm-hmm.
if, say, that happened, I can't tell you that I would go, oh, my God, I've got to watch the Four Nations.
Yeah.
I'm not, I'll watch the Olympics when the NHL players are obviously playing for Team USA and Canada and all that. I'm into that. But I am not one of these people, probably much too people's chagrin, that go, oh, I have to have pride in my country and I have to live and die for everything under the red, white, and blue, and just where everything and everyone from Team USA matter. Again, not that I don't root for them and not that I don't want them to have success. Like last year during the Summer Olympics, there was not only a lot of great USA athletes, but great USA athletes, Team USA athletes from this area.
Oh yeah,
I was rooting for all of them, right? But it's not like I live and die by it kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You want to call me a jaded American? Maybe.
Many
that's
are.
Fair. I'm just not one of these guys that walks around going, oh my God, anything that is in a competition for our country's honor and respect, I've got to watch, I've got to root for, I've got to consume, I've got to, invest all my emotions in. And if that makes me a bad person, then that makes me a bad person. I just, I don't know. What if you win this thing?
Exactly.
What,
there are no stakes.
What do you get?
There are no stakes in it.
What do you get other than bragging rights?
Yeah.
I don't know if there's money involved or I haven't looked far enough. But again, I'll watch it because there's not a lot on and I'm not a huge college basketball guy. I think everybody kind of knows that. There just isn't a lot on. So I'll watch it tomorrow night. Tonight I would have watched it as part of my viewing between the Wizards and the Pacers and a little AEW or whatever. But I don't know. I just can't work up a lot of lather for this. I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm not trying to tell you what to watch. I'm not trying to, tell you that it's not important. It is important to a lot of these guys. It is important to a lot of these guys. But it's just not something that is resonating with me, and I don't know how else to explain it because I'm a huge hockey fan. Again, I watch more hockey than anyone combined in this building. I truly believe that. But I don't know. I mean, I guess I'll be happy if Team USA wins. I'd be lying to you if I told you it mattered a whole lot to me.
The only thing I can find for the teams winning something is this trophy that looks a lot like the trophy from the Champions League, which is just knockoff.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to get jazzed up about it. I'll watch it, but I'm not going to be like rah-rah Team USA.
I mean, here's the difference, okay? The Stanley Cup playoffs, and especially, the first round is always tremendous. You know, the second round and sometimes the conference finals seem to be a little bit, you know, helter-skelter, depending on the series, depending on the games, what have you. But I'll still watch it. I mean, I'll regularly be watching it. The Stanley Cup final, I am, you know, locked
glued
in on,
yeah.
You know. And no matter who wins, even if it's a rival of the Capitals, no matter who wins, I'm emotional when they raise the cup.
It's cool.
I mean, it's the culmination. It's the dream. It's the lifelong goal. This just seems like something, oh, hey, the Olympics does well on ratings.
Our All-Star game sucks.
Yeah, our All-Star game stinks and nobody really pays attention to it. Let's try and do something different and maybe get people up in a lather.
Yeah.
You know, and it's kind of similar to how the NFL Pro Bowl ratings weren't awful by any means. They were actually pretty good, all things considered. But they were like, oh, hey, people are complaining. People hate the product. People are, whatever. Let's come up with tug of war and bullseye and this, that.
Dodgeball.
Yeah, dodgeball, and then play a flag football game. And it almost seems like it's just hokey. Not Virginia Tech hokey, but it's just
gimmicky. Kinda,
yeah. I mean, I don't know how else to explain it. I know part of me, like, I know I'm being a jerk and it's not anti-American. It's not anti-American. I hope Team USA wins. I just don't care.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No, absolutely.
I hope they win, but it doesn't drive any passion in me one way or the other. If they lose, they lose. No big deal.
I care more about Team USA winning the World Juniors than I do Team USA winning the Four Nations face-off.
You know, it's interesting that you say that because I don't watch that either.
That's good. I'm a fan.
I mean, I like, there's so much that I have to watch, obviously, for this job.
Yeah.
That some of the things that maybe I would be interested in getting into.
Well, because a lot of the Caps prospects are in there, too.
Yes.
And they're like Cole Hudson and
sure.
Ryan Leonard look
amazing. And Ryan
amazing.
Leonard. Absolutely. But see, that's good on you that you're watching that. I don't feel like with what I have to watch and maybe it's because I watch too much wrestling for the podcast and because I get some entertainment
you're
out of it.
You're spread too thin.
I don't get, like, I would love to watch more of the College World Series. It's usually on in the background, like the Baseball World Series. It's usually on in the background, but because it's not important to this show and to this market, I don't really pay that much attention. It's on, but I don't pay that much attention to it, right? It's kind of like that. You know, I know, like, Bernie in Rockville's diehard hockey. I mean, he's sending me clips of Ryan Leonard all the time. Like, same thing with Hershey. I mean, I Hershey is more directly involved in this market. I don't watch them during the regular season.
I
I'll watch
either.
Them during the Calder Cup.
Yeah.
But, I only have so many hours that I can watch. I mean, people don't realize how much football there is.
So much.
Right? And then when there's not football, there's so many other things.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I can't watch everything. I'm one human being with two eyes, not 18. You know, there's a limited component to my sanity.
Sounds like you got to get more TVs, Rooster.
Yeah, probably. If anybody wants to buy me a couple more TVs or, get me a better setup.
We'll get a sponsorship going.
Love that. Would love that. All right, coming up next. Anyway, I didn't mean to poo-poo over the Four Nations. I mean, like you should watch it, right? Because I love hockey. And maybe it'll be better than I'm anticipating. I'm sure the competition will be good. I'm sure the games will be good. I just don't care about the results. But fast forward me to 3 months from now, and I'll be the biggest hockey honk in the world. You know, I'll be talking about the Stanley Cup playoffs every day, much to the chagrin of certain people. Come back. Dumb Dumb of the Day, next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, coming up, Craig Hoffman will take you home on a Wednesday afternoon right up until Wizards basketball at 6:45. I'm heading over to Capital One Arena for the Wizards and the Pacers in a little while. I'll rejoin Craig right around 4:15. Anthony Haney shook me down, threatened me, said, the world needs more Rooster.
As he's known to do.
Yes. I think we'll be talking to Zach Ertz and Jeremy Chin and all of that good stuff. But first, we talk this. Dumb Dumb of the Day. Sorry, Mr. Voice Guy. Sorry. Remember Kadarius Toney?
Oh, very familiar. Yes.
Former first round pick of the New York Giants, bust. Went to Kansas City. Actually performed well for
Super
a little
Bowl
while.
Hero.
Won a Super Bowl. Absolutely. Two-time Super Bowl champion. Well, Kadarius Toney was recently released by the Cleveland Browns. But this just in. My friends, the Birdman and Fab Five Freddy sent this to me, but I had seen it right before via the New York Post. Kadarius Toney was arrested last week for allegedly putting his hand around a woman's throat during a January dispute. January 14th in Douglasville, Georgia, he is accused, according to court documents, of squeezing a woman's neck with enough force to cause her to be unable to breathe, leave red marks on her neck, and cause petechial, I don't know if that's the right way to say that, hemorrhaging in her eyes. He also allegedly attempted to keep her from dialing 911 by taking her phone, according to TMZ Sports, who had the original, the original story, if you will. There was 911 calls, ultimately aggravated assault strangulation issued on January 15th, arrested on February the 6th, was Kadarius Toney, who again was released. Police records show a bond was set of $25,000, which, boy, is, you know, not a whole lot of money there, I guess. But according to the county records, he was not in custody at the time of the incident. Again, he was released. Apparently, this happened like right after he was released from the Cleveland Browns. So there you have that. So he's not currently with an NFL team. But the bottom line is Kadarius Toney, who has always been problematic, and the reason why he dropped a little bit in the draft. The reason why the Giants got him, I think, was 20 or 21 overall when they drafted him, was because he was a knucklehead, was because he was a hothead, because he was immature, because he couldn't be trusted, because there were major character concerns. And none of that has failed to dissipate over his brief NFL career, 5 years, 33 games. And even though you win a couple of Super Bowls, you've kind of ruined your life by being a knucklehead. And that's the nicest way I could say it. Here's a very simple thing. Don't touch women. Don't force them to do anything against their will. Don't strangle them. Please don't do that. That's not how we operate in society. Please don't. Can we do that? Can we do that, baby? God almighty. I wouldn't have gone anywhere near that guy. There were people that were originally talking about the Commanders and, you know, or then the Redskins. No, 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 no. All right, Craig Hoffman coming up next. He'll take you home on this Wednesday afternoon. Thanks to Mad Max on the other side of the glass. Thanks to you for calling, listening, participating in the showgram. Back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We'll figure out what the hell we're going to talk about then.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
true crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.